This is DJ Fizz coming at you from radio.dominican.edu. This is a show called What's Poppin'. It's a 6:22. I'm a little late today. Usually I'll be on Thursdays 5 to 6. But today we're going to be talking about pop culture. What's poppin' pop culture. So this show is going to give you your daily Thursday dose of fashion, trends, TV, social media, celebs, and even some current events if I feel like it. So, the first thing I want to start with is, what's today? Today is September 22nd. And what that is it's the first day of fall. And a lot of people think fall. What do you think? Well, I would think that certain generations have different perceptions of what they think fall is, but our current generation is obsessed with pumpkin spice. Pumpkin spice everything. You get pumpkin spice lattes, pumpkin pie, pumpkin spice candles, pumpkin air fresheners, pumpkin cupcakes, pumpkin bread, which is my favorite. If you want to know, if you have like, if you make your own pumpkin bread and put cream cheese filling in it, it's quite delicious. But the pumpkin lattes are by far the most popular thing amongst probably my generation of what is associated with fall, which is kind of sad that a latte from Starbucks is very popular and most associated with fall. Like, what are you most excited about fall for? Oh, the pumpkin spice lattes. It's like, no, for me, fall is my favorite season, and I'm not most excited about the pumpkin spice lattes, although I do enjoy pumpkin flavored things, pumpkin scented things. Pumpkin spice lattes do not come to mind, unfortunately. I like everything pumpkin but the pumpkin spice lattes. And you don't, this is gonna sound bad, but the stereotypical white girl, as they would say, have their pumpkin spice lattes and coming out for the fall. But you know what? No, there's no hate. Everyone can enjoy a pumpkin spice latte. And even though I didn't like it the first time, maybe I'll try it again and I'll like it that time. But for now, I'm gonna stick to my caramel macchiato. Other pumpkin things that are coming on the rise, as you could say, is I heard on 17 magazine had an article about a pumpkin spice pizza, which I like pizza and pumpkin, but I don't know if I want to put those together. But hey, if some guy made it, that means he had that some kind of idea and someone else ate it with him, so unless he ate it by himself. But they found this picture on Instagram from a guy named Anthony Rocio, and he's from New Jersey, and he is the creator of the pizza shelf, whatever that is. I looked it up, and it's some way to cook a pizza the best of its abilities. Like, a pizza's not great already, but apparently the pizza shelf helps. And if you want to make a PSP, a pumpkin spice pizza, you'll need pumpkin, nutmeg, cinnamon, honey, cheese from a cow. It literally said cheese from cow milk, but cheese from a cow milk. Ricotta cheese and sage. So that was a little recipe right there if you want to make your pumpkin spice pizza. I might have to try that if it gets more hype, because you know I'm all about the hype. The next part, or the next pumpkin thing that I saw that kind of took me by surprise was a pumpkin spice french fry. This was a new invention by McDonald's in Japan, and of course it'd be Japan because they're always trying new things. That's what I was trying to go right there. So they have pumpkin spice french fries that will be available for purchase next week. And I don't know how I feel about this, because I think french fries are, you know, they're good on their own. Just leave them how they are. I even heard that the garlic fries from McDonald's aren't that great. So I don't know if I want to try that and decipher that for myself. But if you want to try these pumpkin spice fries, and you might have to buy a plane ticket to Japan to find out for yourself whether they're good or not. And the picture of the fries, they had orange and black sauce on them. I'm not sure what that was. I read the rest of the article, and it did not explain what that syrup was. So it's up to you if you want to wait until next week and see the reviews on the pumpkin spice fries, or you want to head over to Japan and find out for yourself. The next part I'll be talking about is, well, fall trends. This may only cater to girls at this point, just because this part that I was looking at was like fall trends for fashion and fall trends for makeup. And you know, all the girls kind of know what fall fashion is, you literally can wear leggings and a sweater and go out and people will be like, oh, that's such a nice outfit. And I'm like, thanks, I just threw it together because it's literally two pieces and it's fall and it's the greatest season ever because it's not too hot, not too cold, and all the trees change. Especially at Dominican here, there's so many trees here that during the fall, it becomes so pretty. All the leaves start to fall, and I love walking and seeing all the different colored leaves on the floor. So anyway, back to fall trends. These are mostly makeup trends that this is according to BuzzFeed, that these are the three most you gotta have makeup trends for the fall. So the first trend is color correcting. I'm not a big makeup person myself. I don't really know a lot about makeup. I like to watch people do their makeup. I mean, I know about makeup. I just don't know how to execute it on myself or on other people. I like to watch other people do makeup on other people and themselves, like on YouTube and stuff, but I couldn't do any of that to save my life. But color correcting, it is exactly what it sounds. It's different color creams for correcting parts of your skin, and they have different colors like yellow, purple, pink, peach, green, and whatever other colors that you could use to eliminate dark circles and other stuff like that. So that's the first trend. I've never used it and I probably never will, but if y'all want to, go ahead. The second trend of the fall, apparently, which I think has been a trend for quite a while now because I'm all about this trend, even though I just said I'm not about makeup, I'm about this trend. This trend is brows. You gotta make sure your brow game is bomb AF. And by bomb AF, I mean bomb AF, because this has become a very, I want to say, popular trend lately. But I mean, you've always had brows, and the way of eyebrows have been shaped have definitely changed over time, but it's definitely become something more aware in people's people's everyday makeup routine, I guess. I personally am very into my brows, but they are not great right now because I am in the process of growing them out. And if you want to grow yours out, I say coconut oil on them every day. It's, swear to God, it works. Okay, back to your brows. If you don't want to take time doing your brows, or you don't have time, or if you're a guy, you can totally have bomb brows. So your natural looking brows, which is you're just grooming them with a spoolie is basically the I don't know how to describe this, but if you're a girl, or not even a girl, if you have mascara, or it's like a little brush at the end of your mascara, but you can definitely get them that don't have any mascara on them. Obviously, you can go to Sephora or Ulta and buy them. You can just take them because they're there for free. It's not, you're not stealing. They're there for free because you can try on the makeup there. So you can use a spoolie to brush up your brows, and the natural look is in, apparently, because before, when the brow hype started going, people would use concealer and all that stuff to make your brows so precise and everything, but natural brows are in, apparently, so gotta get on that hype. So you can just groom, shape, wax, tweeze, whatever you want. And this applies to girls and boys, because at my high school, there were definitely guys who got their eyebrows done, and they were not ashamed, because everyone would compliment them on their brows. And they would be like, yeah, I got my eyebrows done, and this is where I went, this is how much it cost, and my brows look good. And that's what's up, because you're a guy, you can definitely have flaky brows too. It's not just all about the girls. Everyone deserves flaky brows. That's my motto. It really isn't, but it should. Okay, to fill in your brows, the top brands, or the top products, which I think are the only products, I'm not very sure, are pomade, gels, and pencils. Pomade is like this very pigmented gel, I would say. It's more of the liquidy type, but maybe it's not liquidy, it's more like a paste, and it comes in a little jar. It comes various different types for the different types of brands. I do not use that. I'll never use that. It looks too hard, and sometimes it doesn't look natural, but if you make it look natural, good for you. But I will never use that. It looks too difficult. They have brow gels, which is very good if you already have pretty full brows. And this is for you guys too, for the guys, if they want to, you know, fleek up their brows and they don't want to fill them in, you can use brow gel. And they have colored gel and they have clear gel. I feel like I'm talking about makeup so much, but this whole thing isn't going to be about makeup, I swear. This is just the fall trends as of BuzzFeed, and they only listed makeup, so we're going to go with makeup for today. So the brow gel sets your brows, doesn't make them, or it makes them stick, and I swear, I have brow gel, and those suckers don't move. They stay there all day, and stay flaky all day. So, other than gel, there's pencils, which I use and prefer because I think it's the easiest. It's like a fine tip, more like actual pencils, but it's not a legit pencil. And it just defines your brows. You can draw them in or whatever. I prefer the Anastasia Brow Wiz. I recommend that. It's very good. Okay. Next trend. I'm nearing close to the end of makeup. Don't worry. We're going to talk about lips, like lips on your face for the fall, lip products, because fall is probably the best time to play with your makeup looks, especially on your lips. You like the dark colors and maroons and purples and even blacks because, you know, Halloween's in fall. So you can always play up your makeup. I know when you wear like a dark lip in summer, people are always like, what are you doing in summer? You're supposed to wear light colors. But, you know, you can definitely play with fall makeup a lot more, or makeup in the fall a lot more, and I think it's more socially acceptable, as they say. So as I swerve away from the lip products, we're gonna move back into more of the pop culture scene. And I hate to bring this up so early, but we're going to talk about the Kardashians. And it's kind of hard not to talk about them, whether you hate them or you love them or you tolerate them, because they're always in pop culture, whether you like it or not. I go into Snapchat and all the header news, or at least four of them, are about the Kardashians every day. Excuse me. So, go back to the lips. We're talking about the Kardashians' lips, obviously. Kylie Lip Kits. If you don't know what that is, the youngest Jenner, she's 19 years old. I am 19 years old. And I find it hard to believe that I'm older than her, and she looks like that. She's accomplished so much at her age. Whether people believe she has talent or not, it doesn't matter. She's rich and famous, and she's making money as a 19-year-old, and she has like 5 cars and 2 houses. That's why I gave it the fact when people are like, oh, I hate the Kardashians. I take away the hate because, well, you can't really hate someone who has accomplished so much by doing however they got there, they've accomplished it. So that's why I don't hate them. I tolerate them. I more than tolerate them, actually. I probably keep up with their lives more than I do. Pun intended, keeping up with the Kardashians. Okay, so the Kylie Lip Kits. If you don't know what those are, the 19-year-old Kylie. She got lip injections probably maybe 2 years ago. It was the executive decision of every 17-year-old typically to get lip injections when you don't like your lips, right? So she gets lip injections. And the whole world is buzzing about this because this is before the Jenner sisters got extremely popular, which they are right now. They're like nearing close to their sisters. So Kylie gets lip injections and she denies it for the longest time. Finally, she comes out and she's like, yes, I got lip injections. Yes, I'm 17 and I got lip injections. So what? So instead of letting everyone hate her because she is young and got plastic surgery, which she shouldn't, I don't believe she should, but you know what? Whatever makes you happy, do it. So she got lip injections, and that ultimately led her to the business she has right now, which is great for her because she took a situation that she was uncomfortable with, or she was uncomfortable with the way she looked. She was self-conscious. So she turned that around and she made a business out of it. So now all those people who are being mean to her because she got lip injections, now they're buying her lip products. So I guess you can say everything worked out fine. So her lip kits, I would say maybe they launched maybe last year this time or around Christmas time. And right now she has over 19 colors in her lip kits. You can buy them just the tube. I guess they're a crayon. Oh no, not a crayon. They're a lip liner. Excuse me. And then they have a liquid lipstick, and they also have mattes and lip glosses and all that jazz. I don't personally believe in buying those products. Not that, because I'm not into makeup, because they cost like $30 a tube. And I'd rather buy the dupes from like ColourPop or NYX, like the things they sell at Target, because BuzzFeed, 17 Magazine, and Vogue, they always put out articles about dupes of Kylie lip kits. And so every time they're on, I always screenshot those articles because I'm like, I'm not going to spend $30 to buy a lip kit when I can buy this $6 dupe at a Target instead of waiting and ordering it, which with shipping, which I heard is also expensive on her cosmetic line, but that's about it. So as with her Kylie lip kit, she also has Kyliners, which is eyeliner, and she also has Kai Shadows. As you can see, she likes using her name in her products a lot. So her new Kyliners are coming out this Friday. If you want to buy Kyliners, if you're into Kylie Jenner and you're into makeup, her new Kyliners launched Friday at 1 p.m. I know this because, well, I follow her on Snapchat. I'm not going to go out and buy them, but I'm letting y'all know that her Kyliners come out Friday at 1 p.m. The new colors are purple and a bronze, I believe. She also has other colors like black and brown and I don't know, other typical eyeliner colors. I don't really wear eyeliner, so I wouldn't know. But yeah, she has those colors and she has her Kai Shadows, but I'm pretty sure those more like limited edition products are out of stock. And then she does like her Snapchat launches where she lets everyone know what's up in her life and when her new products are coming. Okay, on to more Kardashians. We have Khloe Kardashian, which is I don't want to say she's my favorite because none of them are my favorite. I can't have a favorite Kardashian, that I don't see them that way at all. But Khloe, good for her. I'm like, she working out and all, getting her body, you know, squared away. I don't know. She is launching a denim line, according to Snapchat. She Snapchatted yesterday, and she was showing people her new denim line called Good American. She said it's good for all shapes and sizes. I have no idea what they look like. She hasn't really put any info on them yet, but they will be in Nordstrom and online at Good American on October 18th. So if you like Khloe Kardashian and you like jeans, go ahead and buy a pair of jeans from her, because apparently you're all different shapes and sizes, so you probably fit into her jeans. A little segue from the Kardashians, which is still kind of a part of the Kardashian family, is Kanye West. Kanye West is Kanye West. That's the only way I can describe it. Apart from him being crazy and a musician and married to Kim Kardashian, he's also a fashion designer. And we saw that was it last week or the week before that? He's kicked off New York Fashion Week with his Yeezy Season 4. Which is basically extremely expensive sweatwear, like sweatpants and sweatshirts. But his shoes are cute, except for all the models on his runway, their heels broke. So just if you're thinking of buying some Yeezy boots, not boots, but like the heels, they apparently break easily. So don't go and spend $700 on some Yeezy heels that are going to break on you. But speaking of his shoes, if you're into sneakers, which I kind of am, I've always like been into shoes, but Kanye West will be releasing his new Yeezy Boosts. They're called Yeezy Boost 350 V2 this Saturday on September 24th. Yes, I have woken up before trying to get his past Yeezy shoes. Yes, I do own a pair, but not from waking up. I did something else to get them, which is another story I maybe will talk about later. Nothing bad, I just sold a pair and then bought those. Anyways, his new Yeezy Boosts are coming out on Saturday 24th. There's not really a time usually when he launches his stuff. I've come to found that you wake up probably, well, these are the people who are really into sneakers, I guess. You would wake up 6 a.m. and honestly, you would just wait to see, keep reloading the Adidas website until they launch. Last time I got lucky and I literally woke up at 9 and I was like, oh, they launched today. Let me see if they're still available. And I opened it and I launched and it worked. And I was up and I got into the add to my cart and I was like, wow, I can actually buy them. Except for the fact that they were children's shoes. So I did not buy them, unfortunately. But I should have, because I could have bought them and, you know, I could have sold them for a lot. Because if you didn't know, these shoes run around $200 for a pair from the manufacturer. But if you buy them and resell them, I know this from experience, because I know how to spot fake Yeezys. I've done my research and that's how I got my pair. But if you go online and try to buy a pair from a reseller or even fake brands, because there are a lot of fake dupes out there that they're not very good dupes. You can tell if they're fake or not, but they sell like thousands of dollars. And like, that's so crazy. It's a pair of shoes. But I mean, if you got the money, go ahead. Do you? Okay. We're going to take a little break and I'll be back with, oh wow, I'll be back with more Kardashians. Okay, welcome back. This is DJ Fizz at What's Poppin' About Pop Culture at radio.dominican.edu. So, where I left off. Kardashians. It's kind of hard not to talk about them because they're literally always in pop culture. But hey, I can talk about them for a long time, unfortunately. Okay, so this is about Kendall this time. And she's a model, for those who don't know. And this is a recent controversial picture of her that she shot with Spanish Vogue, which is Vogue in Spain. And it's a photo of her dressed up as a ballerina, doing different ballerina moves, using the different ballerina equipment, I guess. I'm not a ballerina. And a lot of people are mad about this because she did a photo shoot inspired by ballerinas. She's wearing the pointed toes that ballerinas wear, that they get the privilege of wear once they're when they're really good at being a ballerina, you get the pointed toes, and apparently they can stand on those toes for a long time. But I don't know, I'm not a ballerina. So anyways, people are mad about this photo, and the people that are mad about this photo are obviously ballerinas or dancers. And they're saying that, you know, this is all over Twitter, that she's not a dancer, this is insulting. You could have found a real ballerina. There's so many other models or ballerinas or dancers that are in the public eye that could have done this photo shoot other than Kendall Jenner, because Kendall Jenner, her family doesn't have the best reputation, so automatically they're gonna judge her for being a part of that family. And she said this before about her modeling career, that she has to prove herself that she can be a model, and she did not get this because of her family. So I think that's one of the reasons why people are judging her, because of this, because she's a part of the family, and also because she's not a dancer, which is what a lot of these people on Twitter are being outraged about, that there's so many other people that could have done this. And I honestly cannot relate to this just because I'm not a dancer, and I don't see how it's offensive. In the video of her during like the behind the scenes of her photo shoot, she says she's just playing around being a ballerina. She explains how she grew up too fast in the public eye, and she loves being a kid and playing around and just living her life. And she's only 20 years old, so she did all this and she's 20 years old. Anyways, I can't really relate to how people see this as insulting, because I'm not a ballerina or a dancer. So I saw it as how I could relate to it. I didn't dance or anything growing up at all. I played sports, which I guess dancing is a sport. So I played soccer throughout my entire life. So I used soccer to relate this back into how I would see these people finding it offensive. So you can put it into perspective, whatever sport you played, and see how you would find this offensive. And I thought, okay, if I saw Kendall Jenner, or anyone that was not a player, a soccer player, dress up in the same equipment or in the same uniform, use the equipment and try to look like they knew what they were doing, I guess I would find it offensive, because it's known, well, maybe she played when she was young, I don't know, but it's known now that she doesn't play and she doesn't know what she's doing. So we know that she's not a ballerina, and we know that she does not know what she's doing. So when I put it into perspective like that, I kind of understood, and I got what they were coming from when they were criticizing her from doing this. So, yeah, that's all I gotta say about that. I'm not a dancer, but if you put it into perspective, you can relate and understand where people are coming from with this outrage of her new Vogue shoot. But it's in Spain, so it's not like you're gonna see it on your shelves. Okay. A friend of Kendall Jenner's. We're getting off of the part of Kardashians, but this is still a friend of Kendall Jenner and also a fellow model. I actually heard about this today. I think this happened today. Well, yeah, today, but it's in Milan, so this date in Italy. So, yeah, it already happened. So the drama was, right now they're having Fashion Week over there, and Gigi Hadid is a model for those who don't know, she's a runway model, as well as her sister, Bella Hadid. And there's a video for her and her sister walking out from a runway show in Milan. And they're walking down the street, going to their car, to wherever they're going to. And a man comes up from behind Gigi and grabs her and, like, picks her up. And, like, where was the bodyguard is my question. But that's beside the point. The problem people are having with this is that he picked her up, and instead of, like, the bodyguard helping her, she forced her arms out of his arms. She elbowed him in the face and punched him, and he let go, and then she, like, cussed him out. And what people are kind of mad about this is that she was defending herself, because I don't know where her bodyguard was, but she got grabbed by someone random, so she's defending herself. And in all the news headlines about this topic are all like, not so model behavior, model lashes out, all those negative things about a model. And so people responded and were like, she's defending herself, why would you put these headlines out there talking about, oh, this isn't model behavior? What would you do if a man came behind you and tried to grab you? I would do the exact same thing. So everyone, all her fans and basically anyone, not even her fans, were in support of her and were telling her, tweeting at her that, why are these headlines being spread like this? Why can't they say, like, Gigi Hadid defends herself and from a stranger or assaulter or whatever the word you want to use? So people were mad that these headlines were be putting out in a negative way towards her, and just saying, you know, model lashes out instead of Gigi Hadid defends herself. So the fans responded and, you know, helped her, and she responded to the fans and was like, yeah, thank you for supporting me. Like, this man did this to me. What would you do if someone came from behind and tried to attack you? So that's all that I have for celebrities right now. What else I heard in celeb news, as I guess you can call it, or pop culture. A little rundown of what's been happening this week. If you haven't heard, Angelina Jolie has filed for divorce against Brad Pitt. And so today, she released a statement. I think it was on Twitter or Facebook or something. And she wrote, after almost 12 loving, wonderful years together, we have decided to end our relationship and marriage. It is with great sadness that I announce a separation from Brad. We have both decided to go our separate ways. I apologize to all the fans who are rooting for us, but unfortunately it did not work out. This was an incredibly difficult decision for the both of us. Thank you for everyone who offered us kindness and supporting us for all these years. With love, Ange. So I really don't follow their marriage. I don't think anyone follows marriage, but this recently happened this week, and people are kind of baffled about it, because I guess they're, well, how would you say this, like, your couple goals. So yeah, well, what's gonna happen to their 6 kids is my question. That's all I ask. Other news is that Adam Levine, the gorgeous Adam Levine and the gorgeous Bahati, I guess Levine, had a baby today. Adam Levine is the lead singer of Maroon 5, and Bahati is a runway model. And they had a baby today, and they had a baby girl. And I think her name was, like, Dusty Rose or something. I think it was Dusty Rose. I'm not sure. But, yeah, it was a girl. So, from celebrity pop culture, we're going to talk about social media and what's new in the social aspect, or, I guess, tech world. So, this is just a little segment part of the social media, but yesterday was this 21st night of September. If you don't know what that means, I mean, I'm pertaining to the song from Earth, Wind, and Fire, the 21st night of September, or not the 21st, I remember, the Do You Remember song. That was all over Twitter last night. I just had to put that out there. It was kind of annoying, but I did listen to a couple of them. Okay, back to tech. If you did not know, the new iPhone came out, I think it came out this week, or came out the other week, but, like, if you ordered it, it came out, you got it this week. So the new iOS 10 came out, And I am very invested in this topic because my father is a... he's very tech savvy. And Steve Jobs is basically like his idol. So that's why I kind of know a lot about this and have a very strong opinion about this because, well, he did. So the iOS 10. First of all, I updated my phone. Okay, every time a new update comes out, you always get a notification on your phone and you're like, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. So I updated it to the iOS 10. The first problem I found, I don't know if any of you guys have the iOS 10, but I went to open my phone and I couldn't open my phone. Like, usually you would slide to unlock, but you don't slide to unlock. When you slide now, it's either the camera or it's news and, like, other things from other apps that you have on your phone. So now you have to press the home button. And my problem with this is, what if your home button doesn't work? How are you going to get into your phone? I've definitely dropped a phone before, a previous phone, where that it fell just at the right spot where my home button didn't work. So what if your home button doesn't work? How are you supposed to get into your phone? I understand that the new iPhones don't even have a home button. It's just like a sensor. So I guess that works. But what if you have an old phone and you update to the iOS 10 and the home button doesn't work? I don't know how you're getting into your phone. Also, a lot of people have this problem. I have this problem about storage and all those unnecessary apps that you have on your phone, like Stocks or the Compass or the Apple Watch, if you don't have Apple Watch, or voice memos, or basically any other apps that are necessary that are standard apps that come with the phone. Now you can get rid of them and you can have more storage, which I'm actually really excited about that because I do not follow Stocks. I don't use the Compass. I don't have an Apple Watch, so I'm going to delete all those and have all that storage space. So if you want to get rid of some of your storage, just delete some of those apps instead of your precious photos. Also, the new part of texting of the iOS 10 is probably my favorite. If you haven't updated it, you should. That's probably the only part I like of iOS 10 so far, is the texting. The part I don't like is the send button. If you have the iOS 9 or the previous iOS's, the programs, the send button is in the corner. And when you're texting or whatever, you automatically press send on the bottom. It's a big button that says send. Now the button is a very small circle in the text box. So the first time I tried to text, I was like, where the heck is the send button? It's just an arrow. It doesn't even say send. How are you supposed to know how to send it? I guess if you watch all those videos on how to work your iOS, you would know, but I did not know. Luckily, I had a friend there who recently updated her thing, her phone, so she knew what I was talking about, but other than that, I did not know how to work my phone. So, also the part of, the texting. You can write your texts now. So, say you want to do your signature, I don't know why you would want to do your signature, or whatever, but when I found this feature out, I loved it, all I did was write my text. Now I don't because it takes a long time, but you can turn your phone to the side and you can write whatever you want on your text. And I think it's pretty cool because it comes out white just like your back screen, so it just looks like a floating scripture. And I thought that was a cool feature. Another cool feature in your texting is the GIFs, the emojis, and the emojis. The emojis are brand new. All of them come... I think they've gotten new emojis, but they've also refined the ones that they've had. They have, instead of, I guess, more of an animated effect, they're a lot more refined now. And, I guess, realistic as an emoji can be, I guess. And so they have those, and they have the GIFs, which are personally my favorite. I had a GIF app before, and I thought it was great, and so now they have it on the phone, which is great. And it's basically moving pictures, if you don't know what that is. Okay. Now... the other part that's kind of exciting is you can send fireworks and balloons and lasers, which I think is great. Like, if you type happy birthday to someone, balloons come on the screen, and it's so nice. Okay, before I start talking about the actual iPhone, this is just the update. We're going to go to a little quick break. This is DJ Fizz on What's Poppin' at radio.dominican.edu. Man, it feels good to feel this way. And now
We don't need to keep it hush. You could leave a toothbrush at my place, at my place. Stuck in limbo, half hypnotized. Each time I let you stay the night, stay the night. Up in the morning, tangled in sheets. We play the moment on repeat, on repeat. When you're standing there in your underwear and my t-shirt from the night before, with your messed up hair and your feet still bare, would you mind closing the bedroom door? Like a sauna, break up the ice. I know you're gonna stay the night, stay the night. When you're standing there in your underwear and my t-shirt from the night before, with your messed up hair and your feet still bare, would you mind closing the bedroom door?
For what's poppin' at radio.dominican.edu. Before I get started, I just wanted to make a quick shout out to the sky, because I have a very close relationship with the sky. I love the sky so much. But I can see the clouds outside this window, and they're quite pink. So if you're outside, go ahead and look out at the sky, because sunsets literally give me life. It may not be as great as I can see, because I literally just see clouds, but the clouds look pretty nice. So check out the sunset. I love sunsets. Okay, back to the iPhone and the iOS 10. I left off talking about iOS 10 and all the new updates and my personal opinions. So now for the iPhone itself. It's the iPhone 7. Of course, they do the numbers. But it's not anything special as into the size, because I think they've gone as big as they can go with an iPhone, because then you're just going to be carrying an iPad in your hand. So, but they're sticking to the size, which I think is good. They're sticking to the 6 size. They're doing the regular 7, which is probably the same size as the 6, and then the 7 Plus, which is the same size as the 6 Plus. So I personally want an iPhone 7, except for the certain things that I will talk about later about the iPhone. But the Plus seems pretty nice. My mom has a Plus, and it's not too big. And I think it's good to get a Plus, personally, for me, because I'm such a klutz. And the Plus will force me to put my phone in my bag, because it will not fit in my pocket. Because the reason it's in my pocket, or the reason it falls, is because it's in my pocket, and I go to reach for it, or it falls out of my pocket, and I drop it. So that'd be a smart move on my behalf to invest into an iPhone 7 Plus to get a bigger phone so that I can take care of it. Anyways, back to the parts of the iPhone 7. The battery life apparently is greater, but I mean, they say that every time, and the battery always kind of sucks, so hopefully it's better this time. Also, the new colors of the iPhone. I think the last iPhone just came in rose gold and space gray, as they say. I have space gray. But the new iPhones come in rose gold. They come in shiny black, a matte black, a silver, a white, and a regular gold. I guess the silver is more of the space gray, and the white's kind of like the old iPhone where it used to be all white. So yeah, I'm more excited about the matte black. I think that'd be cool. Or the shiny black. I'll probably get the rose gold though, if I ever get an iPhone, which I probably won't. But, you know, I'm just dreaming here. So the other features that it has, which is pretty exciting, is that it's waterproof. None of the iPhones have ever been waterproof before, which is a big thing because, well, the phone falls in a lot of places. If you get pushed in the pool with your phone, you know, that's a problem. A lot of people have dropped their phone in the toilet, which is very inconvenient for them. Never had to do that. Unfortunately, I've never had water damage. Think knock on wood, I never had water damage. But if I get the new iPhone, that won't be a problem because it will be waterproof. Another little feature that I kind of touched on earlier was the home button. There is no home button. There's a circle there, but it's not a button. And I'm very confused as to how would this work. So I watched an unboxing of the iPhone 7 video on YouTube of this girl who vlogs, and so she unboxed her 7. So I watched it. And she was confused too about where the heck the home button was. I guess you would just tap it? Because there's no button there. It doesn't go in and out like a button would. There's no button. And how I expressed earlier that how the heck are you going to open your phone if you don't have a home button? I guess the new iPhone doesn't even have a button. It's just censored. So they've already thought of that problem. Because I definitely was very confused because I have a button. And I was like, how in the world am I supposed to turn on my phone now? Oh my god. This new feature is probably the most popular feature, I guess, or controversial feature of the new iPhone 7. There's no headphone jack. Like, what does that even mean? I mean, I know what it means, but like, why would they do that? If you're not familiar with your phone, it's not the hole on the bottom of your phone that's for your charger, but it's the circular one. So that's for like the aux cord or your headphones or other things. I'm not sure, but that's what I use it for. And they don't have that on the new iPhone. And I know everyone was so mad about that because they're like, how am I supposed to listen to my earphones or play the aux on my phone to my car? And so there's this video where it's like, oh, you get the adapter for your iPhone. So the adapter fits into the charging bank, but it has a hole for your headphones. Okay, what if I want to charge my phone and listen to music? Oh, well, then you have to get another adapter. So Apple's smart in that way. They took away all your things, so they have to buy new ones. Because you can't multitask now. How am I supposed to listen to music or play? This is the biggest problem I found. How are you supposed to listen to music and charge your phone at the same time? Because most cars have aux cords and chargers. So you can't do that. Now you're going to have to find... You get one adapter, but then you're going to have to buy another adapter. I saw this picture on Twitter of all the adapters the iPhone can get. Because if you want to multitask on your phone now, you got to buy a bunch of adapters. So it was like an adapter attached to an adapter, attached to an adapter, attached to your actual earphones and aux cords. And the picture said, when you know a guy that knows a guy who knows a guy. I just cracked up because I was like, that's exactly what that is. Why would Apple do that? I know why Apple did that, because they're smart and they want us to spend money. That's exactly why they did that. Because it's not new and techy, it's not convenient, it's an inconvenience. But the girl who did unbox her iPhone, her new headphones, apart from the wireless headphones, which are also dumb, because, I mean, for my dad, he thought that was the coolest thing in the world. You know, no head wire or whatever those wires are called. You're not going to get them tangled up, and they're just Bluetooth. He thought that was cool because he's modern. He likes all that techie stuff, so he thought that was great. But for everyone else, like, I am a teenager. I'm a young kid. I'm going to lose those iPhones. There's also photos of that, of those headphones on Twitter that showed the headphones in the ear or without the wires, and they're Bluetooth. And there's like, I already lost those and I don't even have them because I know I'm going to lose them. How are you going to keep track of those little buds? So that was the biggest problem I've seen with the iPhone 7. It's not going to stop me from buying one, but I mean, that's the problems I found. But in the unboxing of the girl I watched who was doing her iPhone 7 unboxing, they came with headphones that had the wire still instead of the Bluetooth. I don't know if you can request that or if they come with both, but her headphones still had wires on them, but instead of the headphone jack hole, like the aux cord, the end of a aux cord in a headphone jack, it was the same ending as her charger. So she would just use that into her charger and she can use the headphones. But you'd have to use the headphones that come with your iPhone, and then you also couldn't charge it. That's the biggest problem basically with a one jack, is multitasking. Because even if you did have the jack or the extra adapter for your regular headphones, you wouldn't be able to charge it. So you have to buy different adapters to charge your phone, which is an inconvenience for a lot of people, but some people think it's cool, I guess. But you don't want to carry around a bunch of adapters. So just another thing to carry, another thing to buy, and another thing to lose, because I lose everything. Okay. Apart from the headphones, well, actually with the headphones, I'm not sure which ones come with the iPhone 7, because the video that I watched, hers had the wires. She didn't really talk about the wireless, but maybe you can request those. I know the wireless headphones cost like up to $100 by themselves, but I know certain iPhones, I guess, that you buy, they come with it. So the iPhone itself, the new iPhone, it ranges from $649 to $769 by itself. So if you want to cop that new iPhone and drop out that money right there, go ahead. My contract is up, so I won't be spending that much on that, I would hope, if I got that. So if it's that much and my contract's up and I have to pay that much, then I won't buy it. But I'm pretty sure when your contract ends up and you need a new phone, it doesn't cost that much. But I'm not aware of that situation. Okay. We're nearing to the end, basically. So I'm going to talk a little bit about TV and what's been popping up in TV, I guess. Just a little reminder, this is What's Popping with TJ Fizz at radio.dominican.edu. In TV this week, shows that started, Empire. I am not an Empire watcher. Everyone tells me I need to watch it, and I should, but it's just so into the seasons. Like, it's on season 3, and I don't have the effort to catch up and watch it because there's so many shows on Netflix right now that I'm watching. Like, I'm watching That 70s Show, The Get Down, and what else am I watching? I'm watching Bob's Burgers, which really isn't that important, but I'm watching it. So it's like, I have to catch up with all those shows before I catch up with those shows. And Stranger Things is apparently really good, but I haven't watched it because I have so many other shows to watch. Anyways, The Empire started, The Voice started this week, and they have new judges, Miley Cyrus and Alicia Keys. So that'd be interesting, because I personally think Alicia Keys is probably the biggest influential person on that show when it comes to music. I think she's been in there the most. I think she's the most well-known, because I didn't know who Blake Shelton was until he was on that show. And I don't think anyone else did, unless you're really into country music, or I guess really up-to-date, because I'm not that up-to-date. Excuse me. Another show that started this week is Survivor, which is a reality show, which is an important thing in my household. We all watch it. My dad's favorite show. It's a show where they take two tribes of people and they basically put them on an island to like fend for themselves, and they do challenges to stay in the island. And I could go in more detail, but that would take too long. So the other show that's very popular with a lot of people a lot of people that are people are telling me to watch this, but that's just another show I need to catch up on, and I got more things in life to do than sit on my butt and watch Netflix. That's what summer's for. So it's Grey's Anatomy. Everyone is so into Grey's Anatomy. My sister loves this show, and everyone knows all the characters, and I don't see the point in watching Grey's Anatomy anymore because Twitter always spoils who dies and what's happened. So I basically know the whole storyline of Grey's Anatomy just from having a Twitter. So if you don't want to invest your time in watching Grey's Anatomy, get yourself a Twitter, because I literally know everyone who dies and how it happens and basically the storyline. I also met the girl from Grey's Anatomy. What's her name? Meredith Shepherd? I think her name is Meredith Shepherd. I met her on a import. I can't really talk about it now, but I'll talk about that later when the show comes out. I met her on a show. Not Grey's Anatomy, but another show that's going to be coming out on Netflix soon. It's called 13 Reasons Why. I'm in it. I'll talk about that later. I can't really talk about it. I literally signed a contract that I can't talk about it. So, another show that came out this week is Scream Queens. This show is so stupid, but I love it at the same time because it's so stupid. But I still watch it. I don't understand why I still watch it because it's funny and it's stupid, but I watch it. Also, I heard that Superstore is going to come out with their second season. Not really sure what that show's about. I just know America Ferrera's on there, and I love her. And it's about a store. And that's all I know about it. So if you want to check it out, it's on tonight at 8, which is airing soon. It's actually in very coming soon. Another show that ended this week was Big Brother. I'm not very into that show. I actually don't even know the concept of that show, but I just want to keep you guys up to date. And that it ended. I do not know who wins, so I'm not going to be spoiling anything because I don't watch it. But another show that started, I don't know if it started this week or last week. It might have started last week. It was Dancing with the Stars. My grandma used to be so into this. That's why I don't watch it, but I keep an extra eye on it. I know what's up with Dancing with the Stars. I know who's on there. I know who gets voted off. I just don't watch it. But I keep an extra eye. Spoiler alert, JT Austin got voted off. He's not that exciting. I didn't even know. I don't even think people in the older generation that actually watch that show know who he is. So, but I also heard he was bad. So that's a factor of why he's not there anymore. Another show that ended this past, probably last week, was America's Got Talent. And a 12-year-old won that show, which baffles me because I'm 19. I haven't done anything with my life. But she's 12 years old, and she won $1 million and won America's Got Talent. So good for her. Her name was Grace Vanderwall. She's 12-year-old, youngest winner ever to win that show. She's a singer, songwriter, and she was on Ellen this week, which basically, in my eyes, is the greatest person ever. She's Ellen. So she's made it. She's on Ellen. She can do anything she wants now. She's on Ellen. She can go so far now because she was on Ellen. Have you noticed I said Ellen a lot? Because I love Ellen. Okay. So that was the rundown of what has been popping this week in pop culture. Basically what's been popping this whole past week. This is what's been popping with DJ Fez at radio.dominican.edu. Thank you. I'll be back next Thursday from 5 to 6. 5 to 6. That time. See you next time. I could tell she liked